Brokers, I say, do it the whole time.
Would a jobber have to have a broker do
Oh
an order for him?
yes, you wouldn't be able to do it without a broker, and you also do it at a member's commission, which costs you about half. So that is also an added bonus if you wanted to deal. But there again, of course, I used to go in for new issues and things like that. So I don't think one really has sufficient confidence in one's broker's friends, because after all, after doing this once or twice, they're just as fallible as the next person. I don't think I'm really a gambler. I don't mind a calculated risk. I don't mind running a book. But I'm not a gambler. I don't back horses. And I don't really buy shares.
Let me ask you a couple of concluding questions. Thinking about jobbing and the single capacity system, would you say there were any strengths in the jobbing system?
Any strengths?
Any strengths, yes. What were the advantages of the jobbing system that perhaps no
Well,
longer
I think you've
exist?
always got a market in shares. It's the other systems, in Wall Street and so forth. There's no kind of buffer to take the impact of a lot of selling or buying, whereas with the jobbing system, you've got somebody there who's prepared to take stock or to sell stock and build up a position. So obviously it acts as a buffer. So that must be a big advantage.
What were your feelings when the stock exchange decided to abolish single capacity? Or did you not have any feelings?
Well, I think at the time one felt it was a bad thing, because one couldn't really see how a new system could work. After all, this system had been going for about 100 years or more. And it meant that, of course, every firm would have to change, and it would be very expensive to change. As you can see, I think our firm is an excellent example of not having been taken over, but having to have built up a completely different type of business, which is, needless to say, has proved very successful. Although at times one's been extremely scared about all the new bodies which one's been forced to take on board. And of course, as you can appreciate, some of the salaries now are enormous. And so, one's expenses have gone out of all proportion.
Would you say there had been any weaknesses in the old jobbing system?
Well, I don't know. I can't really. It's difficult to put one's finger on anything. I think the public could have been better treated. It is a bit of a closed shop. And I think, when it was demanded that there should be changes, it was probably justified, but not to the extent which it has gone to, because it is destroying the jobbing system. And, if it goes on like this, it'll be an extinct body, really.
Now, did you continue any involvement with the stock exchange or with Smith Brothers or Smith Newcourt as it became after you retired in 1987?
Well, I was on the compliance side after I gave up jobbing, and I retired in October 88. So I've been retired a year and a half. But I don't, I, I don't do anything now for them. I don't act as any, in any capacity.
You mentioned earlier some of your feelings about your career as a jobber. Would there have been at any time during that 40 years when you would have considered taking up another career?
No, definitely not. No. I felt that I... Well, not since I've joined Smith Brothers, maybe before then, because things have been fairly successful with Smith Brothers. Obviously, when one's going through a bad patch, one... but this was a long time ago. And, but I've never seriously considered giving it up. Because, you see, once you've taken the bit between the teeth and decided to be a jobber, there's very little else that you're really suited for. So you might as well continue to the bitter end.
Well, I think we'll finish on that note. Thank you very much. Okay.